As you know, the United Nations in September boldly launched the Agenda 2030, and one of the 17 goals of Agenda 2030 is ending hunger by 2030. And we know that we have the tools that are necessary if we invest in there to end hunger. But we can't end food insecurity. We need to continue to invest, as this tool demonstrates, to ensure that we are supporting vulnerable people in marginal places around the world to overcome the climate-related challenges that will affect their ability to provide food for themselves and for their family.
Can you tell us what this tool shows with current data today?
What the tool shows us is that we must reduce emissions, but we must also invest in adaptation. That reducing emissions without investing in adaptation, we will not deliver the results, the durable, sustainable results over the next century to ensure that we can provide the prosperity and peace that Agenda 2030 so boldly supports.
Which are the regions which are most affected?
The regions that are most affected are Africa, Asia, and Central America, and some parts of Latin America. And it is the place where the most vulnerable people in the world today live. And unfortunately, if we don't invest appropriately...
What does that mean?
It means providing the support that is necessary to give them the ability to adapt. It means providing the support that is necessary to give them additional tools like disaster risk reduction, supporting social protection programs, supporting smallholder farmers and their ability to increase the quality and quantity of their yields with drought-resistant, drought-tolerant seeds and tools. It means developing markets that are sustainable and durable. It requires us to invest in health programs as well as food programs that build, that ensure that people have the physical capacity to overcome the challenges of climate change. So all of these issues are important when we talk about adaptation.